早上要讲的题目是天国好像买卖的。
Today the topic for our mutual encouragement is the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
这是主耶稣在世的时候所讲的比喻当中的其中一个。
This is one of the parables Jesus has told us once when he was in this world.
现在请各位看马太福音十三章。
Let's all turn to Matthew chapter 13.
四十五节、四十六节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 45.
马太福音十三章四十五节、四十六节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 and 46.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖一切，变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。这个比喻呢，就是指着主耶稣来到世界牺牲自己。来建设教会的这个比喻。
The meaning of this parable is when Jesus Christ came down to this world to sacrifice himself to establish the true church.
那所谓教会呢，就是指着我们这些信耶稣的人聚集在一起，这个就是教会。
And when people who believe in Jesus Christ and they gather together, this place is called church.
那所谓天国呢，就是有神同在，有神在一起呢，就是神的国。
And the kingdom of heaven is a place where God dwells.
所以呢，在神的教会里面呢，耶稣跟我们弟兄姐妹都有息息相关。
And therefore, in this true church, Jesus and brothers and sisters all have relationships.
因为教会也是他的身体。
Because the body of Christ is this church.
所以这比喻当中呢，主耶稣扮演很多种的角色。
And in this parable, Jesus Christ plays many roles.
那么我们信徒呢，也扮演很多的角色。
And as a member of the church, we also play many different roles.
那早上所要阐明的就是有关这个商人呢，也有好的，也有不好的。早上要讲不好这一方面的。
And what we're going to talk about this morning service is of the two different kinds of merchants, the good ones and the bad ones. And today we're going to talk about the bad merchants.
那么在商界里面呢，也有少数极少数的是属于奸商。
And in this business world, there are many, not that many, but there are few that are scrupulous merchants.
那么会成为奸商呢，有时候跟他的环境、跟他的存心、跟他的计划都有连带关系的。
And for this person to become this unscrupulous merchant, this has to be faced upon this person's environment.
极少数的人一开始就当奸商，有的呢到后来不得不才当奸商的也有。
There are some people in the beginning, they already became this unscrupulous merchant. And then some for others, they had no other choice. Then in the later days, they chose to be this.
那么在宗教界里面也有极少数的败类。
And also in this religion community, there are some that are some...
就不好的。
There are some churches that are of no good.
那这极少数的人呢，也成为在宗教界的奸商。
And some of these people, which are of no good, have become these unscrupulous merchants.
所以我们从教会的历史以及圣经里面所记载的，都可以给我们做参考。
And from the church history and also things according to the Bible can give us reference.
一般信耶稣的人都很单纯。
Most of the people who believe in Lord Jesus Christ are very innocent.
那因为太单纯，往往会受骗。
And most of the time, because these people are very innocent, that's why other people would take advantage of them.
所以主耶稣才教导门徒要灵巧像蛇，要顺良像鸽子一样。
And therefore, Jesus told his disciples that you must be smart and quick like a snake, but you have to have a heart of a dove.
因此呢，在宗教界呢，也有少数的受骗。受害。
And therefore, in this religion community, there are some people who have been taken advantage of.
但是大部分都是很好的。
But most of the time, these things don't happen as much.
所以我们能够成为一个虔诚的基督徒，这是有福气的。
So if we can become this humble and sincere Christian, then this is one of the greatest blessings.
那么也许我们会想，为什么神不把这些奸商除掉呢？
Then we often think to ourselves, why doesn't God just destroy and let these unscrupulous merchants go away?
实际上呢，我们从圣经里面也可以了解。
And from the Bible we can understand this.
在神属性的主义里面呢，这个包括奸商跟来世。
And in God's will, there's two parts to it, from in this life and our internal life.
所以在神的会中呢，有时候撒旦也列在其中啊。
And therefore, in this will of God and in this church of God, Satan might be among us.
像耶伯记第一章记载，神的众族聚集在神面前，撒旦也来在其中。
It's just like in the book of Job, it says, the children of God and the members of the church came to gather together, and Satan was within one of them.
有一个大祭司啊，叫做耶稣亚，他站在神的面前，撒旦也站在他的旁边。
There was a high priest called Joshua, and when Joshua stood in front of God, the Satan stood beside him too.
所以有时候呢，在一个很单纯的宗教团体里面呢，撒旦也会来列在其中。
And therefore, if there is a really innocent religious gathering, Satan might be among them.
所以撒旦的化身呢，往往扮演成为一个奸商。
And therefore, the role that Satan plays is usually an unscrupulous merchant.
这就是我们要防备、要去了解、诸吉诸比啊，才能够百战百胜。
This is something that we should protect ourselves from, and therefore we can overcome this.
在古代呢，也有一些国家呢，他们发展的比较快。
In the olden days, there were some countries who developed very fast.
主要就是因为有很多的商人在那边呐。
Which was because there were many merchants there.
那这些呢，都可以给我们做参考。
And these could all give us references.
我们请看以西结书28:16。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter
28.
Chapter 28.
16.
Verse 16.
以西结书1005. 16.
Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 16. Verse 16.
因你贸易很多，就被强暴的树充满，以致犯罪。所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你。遮掩耶柜的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭。这里是神的话临到先知告诉百姓的。
This is through the words of God came into these priests and these priests said to the people.
在古代推罗这个国家呢是非常发展，因为呢在商业方面呢很发达。
And in the olden days, the city was very developed because there had a lot of merchants.
但是呢，在以西结书27:28里面提到这个推罗呢，就是一种撒旦的化身啊。
And therefore, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 27:28, they said the city was another form of Satan.
刚才我们所看的就是遮掩耶柜的基路伯是高级的天使啊。
And as we can see, this angel cherub was a very high class of angels.
但是呢，在十七节提到说，因为她太美丽，心中高傲。
But in verse 17 here it tells us because it was really beautiful and therefore it became corrupted.
后来呢，就变坏。
And then it became evil.
所以圣经里面称为撒旦魔鬼的，就是呢高级的天使变坏。
And therefore, in the Bible, when they refer to Satan, it means that it is one of the very higher ends of the angels becoming evil.
当然呢，还有其他的这个天使呢，受他的引诱， 加入他的行列的。
And then of course there are other angels who has been tempted by this angel to become one of them.
因此呢，在神所创造的天使里面呢，也有好的，也有不好的。
And therefore, in the creations of the angels by God, of course, there are the good ones, and then there are the evil ones.
因此呢，在一个很好的宗教团体里面呢，往往就是受这种灵界的不好的，这个撒旦呢，来破坏。
And therefore, in a good religion created by God, there are also Satan among us trying to destroy this.
那他的基本的本质呢，就是喜欢说谎话，骄傲。
And the Satan's characteristics is that it likes to lie.
因此呢，在一个慈善的机构里面，如果有这种出现呢，就会这个出现这种宗教界的奸商。
And if in a certain kind of charity gathering, and there will be this kind of unscrupulous merchant among them.
那么在古代推罗这个地方呢，后来就出现这个奸商。
And in this place, Tyre, and they had become some unscrupulous merchants among that place.
请看十八节。
Let's turn to verse 18.
你因罪孽众多贸易不公，就亵渎你那里的圣所，因此呢，我使火从你中间发出，烧灭你，使你在你所有的观看的人眼前变为地上的炉灰。这里提到，因为他呢，在贸易方面不公啊，就成为奸商。
And therefore, this person.It was dishonest. It had dishonest trade, and therefore it became a unscrupulous merchant.
在古代这个时候呢，一种罪恶最深重的就是贩卖人口啊。
In the past, in the olden days, the worst sin that you could have was to sell people.
请看二十七章的二十八节，十三节，二十七章的十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 27, verse 13.
亚完人、数巴人、米色人都与你交易，他们用人口和铜器、兑换你的货物、这里提到呢，也有用人口来兑换货物、
Here it tells us they exchange slaves to and for exchange of articles.
那么这种商人呢，就已经成为奸商。
And this kind of merchant has already became an unscrupulous merchant.
所以在古代呢，犹太人也有人被被这些奸商贩卖掉。
And in the time of the Jews, many of these Jews has been sold to other people for slaves by these unscrupulous merchants.
我们请看耶尔书第三章第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Joel.
耶尔书一千零七十一页，三章第三章第三节。
Joel chapter 3 verse 3。
且为我的百姓研究，将铜烛换妓女，卖铜泥买酒喝。这里提到呢，那些商人呢，不好的商人呢，真的做一些很不好的事情。
And here it tells us what these unscrupulous merchants do, these very bad things.
贩卖小孩啊。
They sell and trade children.
再看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
并将犹大人和耶路撒冷人卖给希腊人，使他们远离自己的境界。这里提到犹大、耶路撒冷，有很多百姓被贩卖。
Here it tells us and it records that many people from Judah and Jerusalem have been sold.
这是古代一种罪恶的事情。
This is one of the deadly sins in the past.
那么在创世纪里面也记载耶稣被他的亲兄弟出卖。
And it also recorded in Genesis, Joshua was sold by his own brothers.
这是耶稣他万没有想到的事情。
This is something that Joseph, he had never thought about.
在他的心目中的这些兄长呢， 是不可能做这些事情。
And in his heart, he thought to himself that his brothers wouldn't do such a thing.
但是因为嫉妒心重，后来呢，就做出这种行为啊。
But because of jealousy of his brothers had for him, therefore they had done this.
那么不止这样，主耶稣所拣选的十二个门徒当中的一个犹大。
And therefore, and also in the 12 disciples that God has chosen, Judah,
也成为奸商,
he also became an unscrupulous merchant.
把主耶稣卖掉,
and he had sold Jesus Christ.
出卖耶稣啊,
he betrayed Jesus Christ.
这些极少数的人呢, 并不是一开始就成为奸商的。
And these people, these few people, did not become these unscrupulous merchants right in the beginning.
是因为自己不小心，渐渐变坏的。
It was because they're not being watchful, and slowly, bit by bit, they become this unscrupulous merchant.
犹大也是很有才能的人。
Judah was a very, was a man with talent.
所以有才能的人呢，就更要小心自己。
And therefore, people with talents must be careful and be aware.
有才能的人如果一旦有疏心他就会用他的才能呢去发挥渐渐呢就偏为不好那一面的
Because people with talents when they start to develop this selfishness for themselves then they will start to develop bad things
比如说口才比较好的人呢他的话就会渐渐显出不真实的话出来
And therefore for people who are more eloquentAnd the more things they say will become more of a lie.
所以也有好处，也有不好的。
Of course, there are good sides to it and bad sides.
那么有关在这个宗教界里面呢
？And within this religious community.
啊，各时代各地呢，都有产生极少数的啊这种奸商啊。
In different times and places.These unscrupulous merchants of the few have arisen.
这是我们身为基督徒很单纯的啊，必须要多少少去了解，才能够防备自己。
As Christians who are very innocent today, this is something that we must be aware and understand, so we can defend us to provide us this shell.
那么传道者保罗受圣灵感动呢，曾经发出警告的话。
And when preacher Paul was touched by the Holy Spirit, he said this.
说在末后呢，有危险的日子啊，会发生的，会来到的。
He said that in the end times, there's going to be dangerous days that will come.
请看提摩太后书第三章第一节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter
第三章
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到保罗在这边说末世有危险的日子会来到
Here Paul says there will be terrible times in the last days
那这些事情发生呢啊，从第二节以下我们可以看出就是人心险恶
And from verse 2 onwards these things that listed here you can see the evilness of people
请看第四节、第五节。
Let's look at verse 4 and 5.
卖足卖油，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神。有金钱的外貌，却背了金钱的实意，这等人你要躲开。那这里我们可以看出呢，保罗所提醒的，就是在宗教圈里面的。
Here in verse 4 and 5.Paul reminds us of the things that will happen in this religious community.
有卖足卖油的，也有这个金钱的外貌。
And there are people who are treacherous, rash, and who have godliness forms.
所以主耶稣在讲这个天国好像买卖人这个比喻呢，当年呢也有这种道理在里面。
And therefore, when Jesus Christ told the parable of the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant, this kind of teachings is also within it.
那么底下我再提出两点给大家做参考。
And I'm going to give you 2 points for you to learn.
就是在宗教界 我们看为是奸商的呢？啊，第一点就是会以这个啊宗教为独立的门路啊。
And the people who we call unscrupulous merchants are people who use this religious community as their own way of business.
那第二点就是以宗教来建立这个陷阱呐。
And the second kind of person is using this religion as a trap.
那这些事情呢，都以前在圣经里面啊有记载啊，就是有发生过的。
And these two things are already recorded in the Bible, which has already happened.
请看提摩太前书第六章第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5.
提摩太前书第五章，第六章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5.
并那坏的心术输上真理诸人的真见。他们以金钱为独立的门路。保罗在告诉年轻的传道者提摩太。
Paul here tells this young preacher Timothy.
在当时在教会里面也有出现做些不好的人。
He tells him that in the church of God, there are also people of no good.
这里提到说以金钱为独立的门路。
Here it tells us,rob the truth and who thinks that godliness is a mean of financial gain.
那么也就是说外表看起来很虔诚是一个很好的人。
Which means from the outer appearance, this person might seem very godliness.
其实呢他存心不好。
But within his heart, the things that this person thinks about is of no good.
为了自己的利益啊。
And it's for this person's own financial gain.
所以单纯的人往往就会上当。
And therefore, people in the past might be deceived by this person.
那保罗就主导这位年轻、比较缺少经验的传道者提摩太，要他去注意这一方面的。
And therefore, Paul reminds Timothy, this young preacher, that he must be aware of this matter.
在教会初期的时候
，In the beginning times of the church,
也有这种情形发生啊。
These things has happened.
我们请参看《使徒行传》第八章二十节、二十一节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8, verse 20 and 21.
使徒行传》第八章二十节、二十一节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 20 to 21.
彼得说：“你的银子和你一同灭亡吧，因你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。”你在这道上无分无关，因为在神面前你的心不正。有一个人叫做西门，他本来是行邪术赚钱的。
There was a person called Simon who used to be a sorcerer.
后来他听到耶稣的门徒彼得所宣讲的耶稣的道理。
And then he heard the preachings that Peter had told about Jesus.
又看到他在帮人祷告就可以得到圣灵。
And he saw that Peter would pray for others and these other people would receive the Holy Spirit.
那他就以为呢这种属灵的权柄可以用金钱买卖学来的。
And therefore Simon thought that this kind of power from God could be bought with money.
就拿钱给这个彼得，请他教他这个方法。
And therefore, Simon gave this money to Peter and asked Peter to teach him this.
所以彼得呢，他就责备这个人，说这样不对了。
And therefore, Peter rebuked this person and said, "This is not good."
他以为我如果能够得到这种给人按手就可以得圣灵这种权柄，就可以赚钱。
Because he thinks that when he can receive this power of nailing hands on people's head and people can receive the Holy Spirit, then he can gain financial gains.
所以彼得就纠正他，要他忏悔啊，你这样的心不好。
Therefore, Peter rebuked him and asked him to repent of this kind of heart.
所以在这宗教圈里面呢，有的人就是做一些权力为自己的利益呢一直的很热心的也有。
And this religious community, there are often people who seem very zealous of doing God's work, but are also only for their own financial gains.
那么就彼此之间呢，有的比较单纯的不知道啊，会让他；有的呢，就一直的在那边遵守下去啊。
And there are people who are more innocent who will let them do what they want, and then there are others who will quarrel them.
那么像这种情形，神看起来就很痛心了。
And when God sees this kind of situation, He will have a sad heart.
所以在神的家中呢，能够很单纯的啊，神是很高兴的。
And therefore, if you have an innocent heart in this house of God, God will see this and be very happy.
但是呢，主耶稣也希望我们不能够一直的很愚蠢，要有很敏锐的眼光啊啊，来防备这些啊不好的事情。
Jesus Christ wants us to be more wiser, so then we can have this eyesight to see what is right and wrong, and to prevent these things from happening.
所以在初期教会就已经有这种情形。那么后来在教会历史当中呢，当然呢不断的发生啊。
And in the beginning, the church has already faced this kind of situation. And of course, during and as the church develops, more of these things happen.
我们请看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第二章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17.
哥林多后书第二章十七节
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17
我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道乃是由于诚实由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道这里提到呢说我们在神的教会的人呢不像其他的
Here tells us, unlike other, many other people, the people in our church are not like others.
其他的呢，也有为利混乱神的道理。
There are many who peddle the word of God for profit.
这个是在早期教会就已经有了。
This kind of situation has already happened in the early times of the church.
那么在宗教界有很多的教派呢，大概呢有。每个教派多少少都有极少数的这种不好的。
And within other religions, and in these other religions, there are few people that are of no good.
主耶稣在世传福音的时候
，When Jesus Christ was in this world preaching the gospel,
在犹太社会里面的犹太教
，And within the Jewish community, this religion of the Jews.
是很受犹太人的尊重，一个很好的宗教。
And this was a wellly respected kind of religion of the Jews.
但是也有极少数的在这个教里面呢他们掌有他们的职务跟权柄呢就干一些不好的事情。
And therefore, there are some of these people within this religion that has power and authority to control things, and therefore they do things that are of no good.
我们请看马可福音十二章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 12.
四十五节。
Mark chapter 12, verse 40.
马可福音十二章四十五节。
Mark chapter 12, verse 40.
他们侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做很长的祷告，这些人要受更重的刑罚。在马可福音十二章四十节里面，主耶稣所说的。
In Mark chapter 12 verse 40, Jesus says,
说他们就是指着那些文士、法利赛人。
And these people are the Pharisees.
那这些人在犹太社会很受人尊重的。
These people of are great respect in this community.
但是呢，主耶稣在传福音的时候呢，也受这些人的阻挡啊。
But when Jesus Christ was in this world preaching the gospel, he has been stopped by these people.
因为主耶稣有神性，也有人性。
Because Jesus Christ has human characteristics and also godly characteristics.
因此呢，人与人之间呢，他能够看透人的心呐。
Therefore, as a human-to-human situation, he can see other people's hearts.
所以主耶稣才能够了解这些文士法利赛人的存心啊。
And therefore, Jesus Christ can understand this heart that these Pharisees have.
啊，一般人都是会看啊外表。
And most of people only base other people on their outer appearance.
像这些文士法利赛人经常做很长的祷告。
And these Pharisees always pray for a very long period of time.
那这些祷告词呢，也表现出呢爱神、爱国、爱人的这些祷告词啊。
And these verse, the things that they say in their prayers show that they love the people, they love the country, and they love God.
那么实际上呢，啊。在背后不是这样的。
But actually, in reality, this is not so.
有一些寡妇啊，啊，她很可怜啊。
There are some widows that are very pitiful.
丈夫所留下来，啊，很少的这些家产，他们也要把他们啊吞进去啊。
And these widows of the fortunes that they, the inheritance that the husband has left for him, left for them, are very little. But yet, these widows was a very great respect.
但是还是有少数这些败类啊，就是宗教界的奸商啊。
And therefore, there are very few numbers of these people that are of the unscrupulous merchant in the religion.
那么我们也可以从圣经里面呢，再把它提到更早，在旧约圣经里面啊。
We can bring this kind of situation to the Old Testament.
啊，有一个先知叫巴兰啊。
And there was a priest called Balaam.
那这个巴兰先知，他是懂得一些属灵的事情，神的方面呢，比其他人懂得更多啊。
And this priest knew a lot about God's teachings and words, and he knew a lot more than the people.
他有这种属神的知识啊。
And he had this knowledge of God.
但是呢，他为了金钱呢，他就去欺骗摩亚王啊。在神的知识方面很缺乏的一个国王。
And because he had all this knowledge, therefore he went to lie to this king who lacked a lot of knowledge of God.
那这个摩亚王呢，还是受骗。
And therefore this king Moab also got tricked by this priest.
他用属神的知识方面来告诉他说，只要凭着他要做主谁，谁就会受做主啊。
And from the knowledge he knew of God, this priest told the king that whoever you want to curse, God will curse that person.
但是神还是不容许他来伤害神的百姓。
But then the God did not want him to hurt the people of God.
那因为这一件真实的故事一直在犹太人当中一直口传，一直口传下来。
Because this true story was passed down by people telling each other up until today.
所以到新约时代，在教会时代呢，啊，就有人又在提起这个巴兰的事情。
Oh, and then it was passed down by mouth, word of mouth, from the Old Testament up until the New Testament about this priest.
请看彼得后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
后书第二章十五节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
彼得后书第二章十五节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 5。
十五节。
Verse 15。
他们离去正路，就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之公教的先知。彼得，对这个巴兰的评论是什么呢
？What is the criticism that Peter has for Balaam.
他说是贪爱不义的工价的先知啊。
Here he says he was a person who loved the wages of wickedness.
所以巴兰的道路就是属于这一列的。
Therefore, the path that Balaam walks on is of this kind.
虽然是一位先知啊。
Even though he was a priest.
但是他用认识神这一方面的知识呢，啊，做啊不好的事情。
But he used the knowledge he had of God to work on things of wickedness.
就成为在宗教界的一个奸商。
Therefore, he had become an unscrupulous merchant in the religion community.
再看犹大书。
Let's turn to the book of Jude.
11节.
Jude chapter 11.
犹大书十一节。
Jude chapter 11.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔，便在可拉的背叛中灭亡。在犹大书里面呢，有一些竖琴在旧约圣经找不到，因为这是一种口传的这个信息。
There are many things in the New Testament that the Old Testament has not recorded.
那他在这边提到这个巴兰呢，是一个错谬的这一条道路。
Therefore, here it says that Balaam was in for the prophet.
啊，这是在发生啊，在很多年前的事情了，但是还是一直口传到几千年后呢，还是有人在提起。
This happened thousands of years ago, but yet, up until the New Testament, people are still talking about it.
那么现在我要谈第二点的，就是在宗教上设立这个陷阱的。
The second point I'm going to talk about is setting up religious traps.
啊，这也是撒旦的工具啊。
This is one of the tools of Satan.
那么主耶稣在世短短几年当中，在传道里当中、救人当中呢？碰到这件事情，这种事情好几次。
And in the time when Jesus Christ was in this world, he had faced this kind of situation many, many times.
我们请看路加福音十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 11.
53节、54节。
53 to 54.
路加福音十一章53节、54节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 53 to 54.
耶稣从那里出来，文士和法利赛人就极力地催逼他，引动他多说话，私下窥听，要拿他的话柄。这里记载文士和法利赛人。
Here records the Pharisees and the teachers.
他们极力地在催逼主耶稣讲话。
And they fiercely made Jesus talk.
他们用这种激将法一族的就是要让耶稣多讲话。
They forced Jesus to speak more.
但是呢，他们存心不好。
But then this was of not a good will.
就是要抓住主耶稣的话柄啊。
It is so that they're waiting to catch him in something that he might say.
所以主耶稣在世传福音救人真的很小心啊。
Therefore, when Jesus Christ was in this world preaching the gospel, he was very careful in his words.
因为经常有这些人，这些在宗教界不好的人啊，出现了。
Because oftentimes there are many people in this religious community of people of no good.
我们再看马太福音二十二章三十五节到四十节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章三十五节到四十节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 35 to verse 40.
三十五节，内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫主，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一。”且是最大的，其次也是一样，就是要爱人如己。四十节，这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。这里记载有一个律法师来试探耶稣啊。
Here an expert of the law came to test Jesus Christ with questions.
这就是在宗教界设立陷阱，要让主耶稣呢落在他们的陷阱。